Hey guys, welcome to The Nursing Co-op. I am so excited that you're here. On this podcast, our goal is to build your confidence, expand your knowledge, and create a supportive, cooperative community for nurses, one nurse at a time. My name's Ashley. I'm a registered nurse on a mission to empower nurses to build meaningful careers and change nursing culture along the way. In our time together, I hope to share my experiences, provide you with resources, and create a space where you can find your footing as a nurse without judgment. We will unravel nursing topics and make connections with amazing guests to give you all of the tools that you need to build an incredible life and career. I believe that it takes a village to build a strong nurse. We are your village. This is The Nursing Co-op. What is up, friend? Welcome back to The Nursing Co-op. I'm really glad that you are here for today's episode because we're kind of doing something a little bit different where I just want to have like a little bit of a spicy conversation about a big realization that I just had this past week. And by spicy, I mean that this episode may have a couple expletives, and I may or may not have had 1 to 2 glasses of wine. And I'm just so excited to talk to you guys about this idea that I had and these thoughts that I had, because it's very different for me. It was something that kind of sent me down a spiral and got me in a very rambly, tangential, like all over the place kind of mood, solely out of excitement. And those types of moods are things that I think we just need to capitalize on, because when you start to feel like that, when you feel so excited and fired up about an idea, I think that that is your body's way of telling you that that is the right idea for you, or at least the right path. And I truly think that you guys are really going to vibe with this episode, because this isn't just me sharing thoughts that I'm having. I think that these things are probably things that you've also kind of wondered about or felt, or maybe you related to some of my episodes where I talked about kind of questioning my career, not knowing what I wanted to do, and just wondering that terrible question that you ask yourself of like, why did I even become a nurse in the first place? Which is so disheartening. And I know some of you guys have reached out to me and said that you can relate to that question. And it's so heartbreaking to hear, because I've been there. I have the exact same question run through my head often. And it's so sad, because we worked so hard for this degree. We fought so hard to do well in school, to learn all this material, to pass the NCLEX. And then we land these jobs. And for some of us, we have that question come through our head. And that's really hard if you fought so hard and worked so hard for something, to actually question why you even did it in the first place. And here's the deal. This podcast is not me showing you the light. Like, I don't have the answers. I have not figured all this out. I am not a nurse of 20 years. I have not worked in critical care for 15 years, and I'm a CCRN and an NP and all these other things. I don't have the answers, but it's a community, right? This is the nursing cooperative. That is the whole idea of this concept, is I don't have the answers. I am not like leaps and bounds ahead of you. I'm right here with you. And so when I start to figure things out for myself, all I want to do is share, because I've been exactly where you are. You know, I'm not the same person. I can't have the exact same feelings or experiences as you have. But when I post something and say that I'm questioning things, or if I wonder if like, is nursing a trap and they just trick you into thinking it's a great profession and then you get stuck here and you're miserable, like, is there any good place in nursing? When I post things and ask these questions, and 10, 20, 30 of you reach out to me and tell me that you're feeling the same way, that you're wondering the same thing, then I know that I'm onto something. Then I know that I'm not alone in that feeling. And you also know that you're not alone in that feeling. And so when I find myself on the other side of those thoughts and on the other side of those questions and feeling a different way, I want to tell you about it. And that's why I think so many of you guys will relate to this episode and this thought pattern and this path that I'm sort of on right now, because you guys have been in the questioning phase with me. You're right there with me. And so maybe you're here with me now in the phase where you're like, maybe I need to reconsider things. Maybe I need to look at things through a different lens and figure out if there is a different place for me within nursing. And maybe questioning those thoughts about like all these absolutes that I thought about nursing, like maybe it's the whole profession. Maybe it's that all of nursing is flawed and it's not for me. Maybe those things were flawed ways of thinking. And there might be another way of looking at this profession and finding a home for yourself. So for those of you guys who have been following along, you know that I recently made a transition where I moved from the ICU where I had been working for essentially the past year and a half or so, where I was essentially a COVID ICU nurse because I started my profession in the pandemic. And I moved from that setting into an outpatient setting where I'm working now in medicated assisted treatment for opioid use disorders. And I wanted to make this transition because of a number of reasons, which I talked about in this episode, but one of them was just simply that I was feeling pretty burnt out. You know, there were family things and other things going on as well, but one of the reasons was pure burnout, which is so funny to hear from a nurse who has been a nurse for like a year and a half, right? You're like, how can you possibly be burnt out? But I was. Part of that is COVID. Part of that was the trauma that comes from watching so many people perish from this pandemic that we weren't prepared for. And so I acknowledge that burnout, but I found myself in a position where I was like, I am tired. I want a simple job. I don't want any stress. I want to just sit. I want it to be as simple as possible so that I can focus on all the things I care about outside of my job instead of making my job my thing. And here's the thing. That works for a lot of people. But I found that that is not working for me. So if you listen to my most recent or one of my recent episodes, I talked about working in a MAT clinic, a medicated assisted treatment clinic, where I currently work and how what that experience looks like. And I reflected that it's really not the setting for me. There are a number of flaws that exist in the clinic where I work, but also it just didn't feel as fulfilling as I was hoping for. But here's the thing. I intentionally moved to this setting that was simple, easy, didn't take a ton of critical thinking and knowledge, even though there is certainly more critical thinking than you'd give the job credit for. You know, it is certainly not something that you're just sitting there pushing buttons and giving methadone and that's it. So I've learned a lot already about this job in the population that I'm working with, but it still wasn't giving me the fulfillment that I was looking for. But that's what I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted something that was totally stress-free and that was simple and easy and didn't take a lot of mental power. But it turns out that that is not the right setting for me. And so when I realized that, when I realized I was not in the right place still, I started to look at jobs like doctor's offices. I was still looking for this low stress, simple kind of non-critical job that was outside of the hospital. I was still going outpatient. I was still thinking like maybe a 410 situation. Maybe I don't want the 312s. I was still in this mindset that I needed to get away from the hospital pattern. But then the other day, I was sitting at home after work and I started to watch this video on YouTube by a YouTuber that I really enjoy. Her name is Holly Gabrielle. That's her like YouTube handle. I don't know what you'd call it on YouTube, but she makes these videos and I've really enjoyed her content. And a lot of times she talks about being a nurse because she is also an RN. And one of these most recent videos is her talking about her new job. She recently moved across the country and started a job in labor and delivery. And before that, she was working on a high intensity med-surg style floor that was a little bit above like a med-surg standard unit, but maybe a little bit below like a cardiac or whatever step down unit. And she was reflecting on this transition that she made and this new job that she had. And for the first time in a while, I heard an account of a nurse who made a switch in the unit that she was working on and suddenly felt this big spark and this renewed passion for the profession. So I watched this video and listened to her speak about, you know, loving her new job and feeling so excited to learn all these new things. She also reflected on the challenges she was experiencing and had this great lens looking at those challenges, instead of saying like, here's where I'm failing or here's where I'm still flawed or weak, she was saying things like, you know, I couldn't set up a delivery table before and now I'm getting really good at it. And I never thought I'd get that skill, or, you know, this is an area I still need to work on, but I'm so excited to learn more and be the best labor and delivery nurse I can possibly be. And I heard this passion and excitement in a new job like that. And it's funny, I was still in my scrubs and I threw on a t-shirt because I was going to go for a walk around the neighborhood to do my second workout for 75 Hard, which I was finishing up at the time. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, oh, for the first time since I left, I miss the hospital. I miss the floor. I miss the critical thinking. I miss the patients. I miss the 312s. I miss using all of this incredible knowledge that I gained in nursing school and applying it to these critical situations and learning about a specialty, learning about new skills, getting better at something. I miss it. And let me tell you, that is not a feeling that I have had since I left. I just thought that I needed to get further and further away from that setting until something hit me that I was like, maybe it's not the hospital. Maybe it's not nursing altogether. Maybe I don't need to make my job easier. Maybe I need to change my perspective. And maybe I need to find a unit and a floor that's just incredibly supportive and excited about what they do. And not to say that I did not have support in the ICU. I had just the most incredible team. And that's still an area that I'm interested in. It's still an area that I've considered going back to. But it also makes me wonder, like, maybe there's a group of nurses or maybe there's a unit or a specialty where people are just so exhilarated and excited about what they're learning and what they've mastered. And for the first time in a long time, that is what I'm craving. I miss the thrill. I miss when I would finally master the skill of like getting everything I needed for an intubation. I miss telling you guys about it. I miss being that, I don't know, I don't want to say subject matter expert, because in no way, in any way am I a subject matter expert in anything when it comes to nursing. But I miss like being pretty good at it. I miss that thrill that comes from that. And I also miss the satisfaction that comes from really helping a patient. And that is something I know when I talked about my leaving the ICU, that was something I reflected on, like maybe that setting was not for me because it wasn't aligning with my values where I wanted to help people, because that's often not what it felt like I was doing, because it felt like we were keeping people alive really a long time rather than worrying about quality of life. But that makes me wonder, like, maybe it's just a different setting that I need to find within the hospital setting or in bedside. So for the first time in a really long time, I started to think, what if it's not the profession? What if it's not nursing that is the problem for me? Maybe I needed to start where I started. Maybe I needed to make this transition into outpatient to realize that I still want to be in the hospital, that the grass is not always greener on the other side, that I still needed to challenge my brain a little bit more than I thought. Because I thought, go back to my episodes and listen, I thought I really wanted something simple and easy and, you know, outpatient, where I didn't have to deal with so many patients, or that I didn't have to deal with the trauma or the difficulty or the critical thinking. I'm also not discarding that outpatient is for me altogether, but it's just a change in my attitude, where I was looking for easier and simpler and something that was non-bedside. And I had kind of thrown that ideal out. I always, since I left the bedside, I was like, I'm not going back to the hospital. And for the first time, I was like, oh crap, I miss it. I miss it with a passion. I miss putting on these scrubs, throwing on a stethoscope, and listening to a pair of lungs and wondering what was going on and trying to, you know, use my past experience and my past knowledge to apply that to a situation and learn. I miss the fulfillment that comes being at the bedside. And so really what I'm getting at is, for the first time in a while, I had to take a step away from the bedside to realize how much good is there to be grateful for the experiences that we have at the bedside, to be grateful for the passion that can be there if you have the right attitude and the right team and the right support, and you're surrounded by positivity and passion, which is not always the case in nursing. So many of us are so burnt out. And that's where I've been. I went through my period of burnout, and I think leaving was the exact thing that I needed to do in order to get through that burnout and realize that I wanted to come back to it with a new attitude and a renewed perspective. It's like that saying that people say that you don't know what you've got until it's gone. It's not quite like that. That's like super dramatic, because it's not like I'm running back to the ICU. I might. It's still on my mind because I loved it there. You know, when I stripped away the burnout and, you know, the tiredness and the stress and the demand that was there, I loved what I learned there. I loved my team. They're so incredible. I still get to see them all the time, and it's the best time of my life to see them. And so that still might be the place for me, but it just opens up this whole new door of like exploration, I guess. For the first time, I was looking at job postings and being like, oh, maybe a women's surgery unit would be really cool. Maybe like cath lab would be cool. Maybe the OR, maybe all these other settings that I had kind of discarded as options for me. I've suddenly looked at them and been like, maybe that'd be a really cool place to learn. Maybe that'd be a really cool place to expand my skills. Maybe I need to just specialize, you know, openings for like GI labs. Like maybe I just really want to zone in on something and learn all about it so that I can be as passionate, as excited, and maybe I can become a subject matter expert on a certain topic. Like that just sounds so exciting and so appealing to me now. And here's like the other cool thing. So we talk all the time about self-care and taking time for yourself, standing up for yourself, setting boundaries. We've talked about, you know, changing your attitude towards learning so that you get excited to get these skills and see them as opportunities for growth rather than failures. We've talked about making the most of your orientation and taking all these notes and learning all these things. And these are phases that I have been through myself, skills that I have learned myself. And gosh, it seems like so cool to me, the concept that I could go back, start somewhere new, and apply the same skills and have a renewed attitude about the whole thing. Because again, as I said earlier in this episode, this podcast was never me being the master, being the expert, and telling you all the great things that I'm doing and how I know exactly what I'm doing. This podcast has always been a cooperative. This podcast has always been, hey, this kind of worked for me, and this was my experience, and maybe it will help you. That is my whole intention, is let's figure this out together instead of me telling you exactly how to do it yourself. And so my orientation experience, my experience when I first started was not great. I, you know, beat myself up for every mistake that I made. I didn't take care of myself the way that I should have. I was super stressed and strung out, and I didn't take notes at the end of my shift. I didn't ask myself those powerful questions that we've talked about. These are just things that I've learned over time that would be helpful. But now to think that I could go back, that I could start somewhere new and apply all these incredible skills that I've now learned and how to change my perspective and change my outlook so that I turn, you know, learning opportunities into something positive instead of weaknesses, that I can't imagine how far I could go. And that's how I want you guys to start thinking about this. If you are just starting out, if you have just started orientation, or maybe you just graduated, or maybe you finished orientation, or wherever you are in your career, if you are someone like me, maybe you're a couple years in and you're like still not happy, maybe you can learn from my experience, and maybe that might work for you too, where you need to take a step away to see, you know, what will work for you. And maybe you'll step away and step right into the perfect profession, perfect position for you. That might actually happen. And that's great too. But maybe you'll step away and have the same experience I did, where you'll look at your job from the outside and think, maybe maybe that just wasn't the perfect place for me. Maybe there's another setting that I might fit better in. Or maybe you've just, as I said, started or just finished orientation and you're finding yourself so overwhelmed, but you can look at someone that's a little bit further down the line and realize, yeah, you know, maybe this unit's not going to be for me forever, but there are numerous opportunities for me to capitalize on this and learn and build my skill set for future me who maybe wants to specialize, go into GI, go into women's unit. Maybe you had a dream in your heart that you can fight for. And it doesn't matter where you start, because I started in the ICU, right? Like, and maybe that's not the right setting for me. I don't know yet. But I have this renewed idea that there's some right unit for me, that there's some passion that's still there for this profession, because I went into it for a reason, and so did you. If you're sitting here listening to a nursing podcast, you are not just in this for the money. You are not just in this for the schedule. You are not just in this for the job security. You're here for a reason, because you actually care. You know, I can tell you, I can complain and struggle all day and tell you, why did I pick this job and I'm struggling and I don't know if nursing's for me. I can tell you that all day. But at the end of the day, I made a nursing podcast. So clearly there's some passion and excitement for this profession. I just need to find my home. And the same goes for you. If you are in your orientation, if you're struggling, if you feel stuck in the mud, if you feel like you're questioning things, know that there's another side to that. Then yes, maybe you need to take a step away and look and reflect, take a break, and that's okay. But you might find yourself in the same position that I am, where you take a step away and realize, oh shoot, that actually was exactly where I needed to be at the moment. And I just needed to grow a little bit. But if you are in a spot where you're not quite sure if it's exactly where you want to be forever, I hope that you look at it and see all of the opportunity there and see all of the value that is in that position, regardless of where you are. Maybe you want to end up in critical care, but you had to start out in med-surg because that's where you got your first job. I hope that you don't just push that aside and lose perspective on its value. I hope that you see it and see, like, maybe this isn't for me forever, but there's just so much to learn here. So really what I'm preaching here, I know there have been tangents and this has been a little bit scatterbrained, and that's what you get when you have Ashley, when she has a glass or two of wine and she gets really fired up about something. But really what I'm getting at here is maybe we just need to change our perspective. Maybe we need to take a step back and reflect on our situation and look at it with a different lens. Maybe instead of beating ourselves up, or maybe instead of wondering whether this profession is really for us, we can look at it and see, maybe this just isn't the right unit forever. Maybe I needed to be exactly where I am and try something new and find that there might be something even better on the horizon for me. And guess what? I still don't know what that is. This podcast is 1,000% a journey, and it's never going to end. Even if I find the perfect place, it's still never going to end. And that's the coolest part about nursing. That's the coolest thing, is that we get to do, this is an exaggeration, but you get to do whatever you want in this profession. It's incredible. We can go from working in an ICU to a methadone clinic to a GI lab. That's totally possible. We can go from working in a hospital to working for a nonprofit. We could go across the country and help people all over the world if we wanted. You could quit your job altogether and become a finance coach. Like, you can do anything with this profession, because the skills that it teaches you are far beyond the medical field. So I just hope that you see that value in nursing. I know that sometimes things can get a little negative. I know that if you've ever reached out to me and said you can relate to the idea that maybe nursing's not for me, why did I go to school? Why did I spend all this money? Why did I fight for this? And if you've related to me, then I know you've felt this way too. And so I hope that you hear someone talk about another perspective and see maybe there's something there. Because when I hear from all of you, when you reach out to me, when you talk about your feelings and you're questioning things, or maybe even just you knowing exactly where you want to go, I hear you talk to me and all I see are extraordinarily passionate people who found exactly the right profession, but maybe just haven't found their exact home within that profession. But I have no doubt in my mind that this is exactly where you belong. When I hear from you, that is just screaming at me, is that you all belong in this profession, that you are nurses at your core, even if sometimes you question whether that's true. Let me tell you that it's true, because I hear it in the words that you choose. I hear it in the voices that I'm hearing all the time. I hear it in all of the things that you're telling me when you're looking for help, when you have the same feelings, when you're beating yourself up. You're beating yourself up because you care so deeply about doing this right. So, as I said, this is a journey, guys, and that's what this podcast is. You guys are all on a journey with me, and I'm so happy that you're here with me. Because when I started, I kind of felt alone, and now I don't, because I get to be beside all of you learning about this profession and learning where we fit. I am not the expert. I am not your teacher. I'm your friend. I'm your biggest cheerleader in this. And I can feel all of you cheering me on too and being right here with me. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to have all of you with me. So I sincerely hope that when you hear me talk about these types of things, that it resonates with you. I hope that these episodes are helpful. I hope that these kind of raw conversations are what you need to hear sometimes, because I tell you these things because I know that there was a certain Ashley along the way who needed to hear exactly what I'm saying right now. And so if that's you, I just know that I see you and know that I'm here for you. And also know that there's something so incredible on the other side. Like, we don't even know where we're going to go. Like, we have so far to go. And it's so exciting, this journey. And I'm just glad I get to do it with you guys. So I hope that you resonated with this rant. Sometimes you guys seem to really love the rant episodes, and I love to rant along with you. So if you guys have feelings about this, if you vibe with this, if this was helpful for you, please let me know. If this is something that hit home for you and you think it might hit home for one of your friends, your nursing friends, please share this with them too. I can't tell you how much that means to me. And the whole point is that we build this community. So I think that by sharing it, we can really build this community up a little bit. The Facebook community is coming along, and I'm so excited to invite you guys pretty soon, if not already, by the time this episode comes out. But thank you guys for being here with me. I love you, and I'm rooting for you. I'm right here with you. I hope you guys continue to have an incredible week, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for spending some time with me and our community in the Nursing Co-op. If you liked this episode and found some value in the content, please share it with any and all of your nursing friends on social media and tag me at Ashley_nursingcoop so that I can thank you personally. That way, we can continue to build this community and change nursing culture for the better. I can't wait to see what we create. I will see you next week, but until then, happy nursing.